Hello, we're back with the Blue Sarah's Telehealth Radio Show. Michelle, I was really impressed with our first two guests tonight.
I know it was great to hear Dave's 3D systems, his revolutionary model on systems-based bottom-up transformation and that 3D problem solving and work design. It's a really great way to emphasize problem solving in healthcare in particular.
Yeah, I learned Dave's model creates genuine systems-based transformation in the workplace that improves quality of care, safety, and staff well-being, all the good stuff, and eliminates stress and burnout, which is important. Also, how about the referral received from my sister Jessie Coletti up in Andover? She's a longtime listener of the show, and she introduced us to Emily and Barbara from Fourth Wheel Flow, two Reiki practitioners currently working with organizations to determine the best way to deliver their flow map system. It's also exciting to learn they are currently putting together a flow map curriculum and several workshop style options and exploring app development. So that was good to hear from them.
I know. I really enjoyed Emily and Barbara. They were great guests, and I think their flow maps are really, they have a ton of potential. I just love this show today and how it's wrapping up. Tell us about our next guest.
Oh, I have a great guest, very special guest for our listeners. Well, maybe in high school and that college age, listening tonight, my next guest is my daughter, Casey Coletti from Maharishi International University in Iowa. She just turned 20. Casey grew up on the South Shore of Boston, a small coastal town in Duxbury, Mass, and graduated Duxbury High School in 2019. After high school graduation, Casey attended her freshman year at the College of Charleston in beautiful South Carolina, where she enjoyed the sunshine and the beaches and the state-of-the-art facilities in the downtown area. On completion of her freshman year, Casey transferred to Maharishi International University, where she is finishing up her first semester. Please help me welcome onto our radio show tonight my daughter, Casey Coletti.
Hi, Casey. It's so great to have you on the show tonight.
Hi, guys. It's great to be here. Thank you so much. I'm a big fan.
Oh, I know you are. So, Casey, please tell us, why did you choose a college university such as Maharishi International University?
Well, my friend Jackie, my hometown friend, told me about it. And she basically sold me on it because she was just telling me how wholesome all the people are there and that everyone there is looking to expand their consciousness. It's also way more affordable than Charleston was. And we do TM twice a day in class. So there's a lot of meditating going on, which I love meditating because it's been a great part of my own healing process. So yeah, I think that was probably the key reasons that I was interested. But like on top of that, the people here are just amazing. And specifically, drinking is not common at the campus of MIU, unlike the College of Charleston, which it was very popular. But I just don't drink or smoke or do any of that stuff. So I felt like I was drowning at my old school, because I wasn't interested in partying. And at MIU, there's so much that I get overwhelmed every day on what I want to do because I can only do so much, which is something I was never able to say. Like, we do really wholesome things. Like, we literally were playing flashlight tag last week,
That's
which is just
fun.
not, yeah, it was cute. And it's not really expected among a college campus to have something like that. But, like, the community of kids our age is really great and really enthusiastic and really authentic. Like everyone is very individual. Everyone is very much themselves. So it's really intriguing. It was really intriguing to me, honestly. That's why
It
I chose
sounds
it.
like you've just found, your school home and your the people that have the same likes and dislikes as you. And what's really interesting, I think, about what we're going to talk about during the show is some of the curriculum that you've been able to experience. And I think it flows right into the other guests that we've had on the show tonight, just kind of talking about how energy an individual energy affects your ability to be as productive as you possibly can be.
Right. Like we're constantly watering each other's gardens so that we can be our own individual selves instead of trying to manipulate each other into being the way that would serve us. It's a whole different thing that I've never really experienced in a education type community. It's really
interesting. I really want to know about this watering each other's gardens. Like, yeah. Give me an example.
Like, we're just listening to each other a lot, and we're just open and understanding, and everyone has very different opinions, but it's a lot of, like, we're not all the same, but it's a lot of just being open-minded and encouraging people to be who they are and not what we want them to be.
Yeah, you mentioned TM.
Yeah, sorry, Joe. It reminds me of bucket fillers, right?
Like, yeah.
You mentioned TM. Can you explain to our listeners what TM means?
So TM is transcendental meditation. It's a type of meditation. Basically, what you're doing is repeating a mantra that has no meaning. It's a Sanskrit mantra, which is a completely different language. Some of the mantras may sound like English word, but really it has no meaning, and that mantra is going to help you kind of let go of your surroundings. Typically they like you to go through a TM training to get into the more specifics of it, so I definitely recommend that. But basically TM allows you to just let go and transcend, basically, to higher consciousness states like cosmic consciousness, God consciousness. It keeps going, but TM is just a really easy, natural way to meditate.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about the course curriculum you've selected? I know transcendental meditation is helping, but tell me about some of the courses you've selected and where are you taking that?
So the first class that we started with was STC, which is Human Consciousness and Potential, which also correlates with the major I'm taking, which is also called Human Consciousness and Potential. And we basically just talk about what it says. Like, we talk about how expanding our consciousness, how expanding our awareness affects how we can grow as a society, how we can grow our businesses, how we can grow our minds. And so with that major, I've changed my major so many times, but with this specific major right now, I'm in physiology as consciousness. So it's talking about how our consciousness and how when we expand our consciousness, it changes our inner physiology and our body and how our brain reacts to certain things, how our stress is affected, how aware we are, how more, if we're able to focus better, sit still, have more energy, that kind of stuff. It all, like we were just talking about how alcohol and marijuana affect the brain chemistry. And we also were talking about how psychedelics affect our brain chemistry versus how TM affects our brain chemistry. A lot of TM studies and how it helps us grow. And a lot of it kind of pushes us towards a more natural path, a more natural way of life. That doesn't rely on substance abuse. So that's been really interesting with that class. But my next class, I think I'm looking at taking yoga asanas, which is a form of yoga. It's a Ayurvedic principle, and it's basically just showing us what gentle positions help us become more flexible. But it's not harsh at all. It's more like an releasing emotions kind of yoga. So those are some of the courses that I'm looking at taking and already took.
And Casey, what is your ultimate goal when you think about these courses that you've been taking and how you can utilize them in practice and how you would utilize them as in your career ultimately?
I think I'm just looking to heal and raise my frequency as much as possible, and then with that, I'm going to somehow incorporate that into like a business that I create. It's hard for me to say exactly because I feel very like whelmed in everything that's going on that it's hard for me to not be present in everything that I'm, all the information I'm taking on, to think to the future. You know, a lot of this can be applied to how you live your life every day. And I think a lot of it is like, letting go of past traumas, letting go of emotions that are blocked in your body, or a lot of it is just like understanding how to expand your consciousness so you can be more compassionate
Yeah, so you can almost apply that to anything that the options are endless at that point.
A big point that we learn is that consciousness is the foundation of everything, even before space and time. So if you want to learn, we first have to understand our own consciousness in order to learn. Because if we don't know how our brain works, then we don't know what's the best way for us to learn and take on information and integrate it.
It's fascinating.
It sounds like a real healthy way of learning and how to process some of these stressors that we've heard from from healthcare providers and hospital systems, with the pandemic and coming out of the pandemic and everyone sort of stuck inside in the Zoom classes. A lot of our young adults are stressed and having some mental issues of trying to process all of that and come back into, in-person living and learning. So I think this is an important education that you learn in how to deal with that head on. Do you practice Reiki?
Yeah. Yeah. So like Reiki, I actually was just doing Reiki the other day. I am relearning Holy Fire One, which is like the initial step of learning Reiki. Basically, what I normally do is just kind of like envision the energy flowing through my body, and I can feel it in my hands, and I will do it on myself. I'll put it like, on my heart or just places that feel more dull that need energy. And basically what it does is it unblocks parts of my body. So like what I've learned is like pain is just blocked energy in your body. So it just allows your chi to flow through in places that it was initially blocked. And I think a big misconception is a lot of people think that Reiki is just like you're like a power, like you have like some magic power and it's all this. But really what it is you're able to just like let go of your own ego of thinking like, oh, I hope this works. And let go of that. And you kind of just are a vessel for the energy to flow through to the patient or yourself. And it's basically, you're just a channel for source or God or whatever you may call it, for spirit, for that healing energy so that it can unblock this pain in your body, emotions, whatever it might be, headaches. It can help
really smooth everything out. This was one of the things I talked about in the flow maps with Emily and Barbara, that, understanding your energy and how you, your energy affects other people. So if you can get your own energy flowing correctly, whatever that, ultimately looks like for you, then you can be more empathetic, more sympathetic to other people, and therefore be even more productive in your own life.
Yeah, I think also Reiki, it immediately brings up this understanding of what your emotions are versus what someone else's are. So being empathetic is no longer that scary feeling of, oh, I hope I don't take on these emotions, because that power of Reiki allows you to kind of decipher what's yours and what's not. And it's a really powerful protecting energy.
Have you heard of grounding yourself? That was brought up earlier in the interview, and bringing an energy back into you.
Yeah. I think that's extremely important. I think it's like the foundation of a lot of healing that a lot of people need, is like when you ground yourself, you bring yourself into your root chakra, which is like your foundation, your home, like your survival. And everyone really needs that so that they can build up. And a lot, like the first thing I think about when you say that is like walking barefoot in nature. Because your feet connect to your root chakra. And it's basically grounding yourself is like connecting to home, like realizing that you're not alone. And walking through nature barefoot, it kind of brings that up. It's just like,
I just walked the beach last weekend with my older sister Chrissy, and we took our shoes off, and it was warm enough that just sort of walk to that beach, and you could feel that grounding effect and that calmness kind of wash over you. Like, you know, you were in the moment, you were in the now, and you were just watching the beautiful ocean and the sunshine and the beach sand and, you know, the dog running in and out of water. And it was just very, it was just a nice way to, you know, spend some time with each other. So yeah, I definitely understand connecting with nature.
Yes.
Do you have another question for Casey,
Yeah, so what
Michelle?
do you think, Casey, about this comparison really on Western medicine versus Eastern medicine? We typically talk about more traditional medical approaches and innovations on this show, but today we're really veering into how Eastern medicines and other types of approaches can help with healing. Can we combine the two? Are they antithetical to each other, and how do we utilize them? What are your thoughts on that?
You definitely can combine the two. I think that's what we need to do. I think the problem comes when people become stubborn in only one way and lose that freedom of being open-minded. Because what healed me the most, because I have an autoimmune disease, what healed me the most was Eastern medicine, you know, eating healthy, building my immune system up so that I can maintain energy long term. And Eastern medicine is really good at giving you the tools so that you don't even get the disease in the first place, or so that you can tell if a disease is coming. Like, it helps you become very sensitive to your body and understanding it and knowing what it needs so that nothing can infiltrate it in the first place. And if it does, you'll have a stronger natural defense system. But it gets to the point, if it gets to the point where it could be fatal, or it needs a extra help or a kickstart, I think Western medicine is great for that. We can't get lost in just one of them, because it'd be ignorant to say that either aren't helpful at all.
Yeah, certainly. Go ahead. Sorry, Casey.
I really like Eastern medicine. I think it needs to be explored more.
I think it's a key in wellness. You know, even Emily and Barbara talked about, you know, there's a place for Western medicine. If you've been shot or you've been stabbed, you know, you need to go and have surgery, right? But when you're doing wellness and you're talking about long-term chronic disease management or long-term healthy living, that this is an important place to explore and see if it works for you.
Yeah,
Definitely. they mentioned that flow maps, and that's what they were how to introduce Eastern medicine to Western medicine. And so Casey, take us out of this awesome show tonight. What would you have to say to all the high school kids listening about
About
Maharishi and why
Maharishi.
they should take a look at it?
I think a lot of kids are getting stuck in like just doing what everyone else is doing. But if you really want to separate yourself from the group and catch the wave early of this whole consciousness kick that's going on right now, you should go to Maharishi, because that is the next thing that's coming up, I can guarantee you. And everyone's going to need it and need to apply it into their lives. And it's going to be very popular in the future, I can just tell. And like,
I
if
agree.
yeah, if you want to separate yourself from the pack, I think that's the main point.
Good point.
I
Yeah.
agree. Yeah, that is good. Strengthen your mind, body, and soul. And hey, if you can do it at a young age, you're going to be, I think, that much more successful in any opportunity or job that you pursue. So I agree. This was great talking to you tonight. Michelle Hager, Casey Coletti, Emily O'Hara, Barbara Holbrook, and David Dibble. Thank you for your time tonight. Our show's priority and number one goal is to provide our listeners with experienced healthcare experts and students to help us provide the latest information in healthcare, not only locally, but on a regional and national level. So thanks for coming in, Casey.
Thank you for having me.
This is great to have you, Casey. Thanks for being on the show tonight.
Of course.
This is Blue Cirrus Telehealth Radio on WATD Radio 95.9 FM. Have a great week.